Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Well, 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 you never know when you go to bed what you might wake up to the story of, well, John Calipari's moving on. So, Mark Blankenbaker, who is with us, and I don't know, this is the first time I would be like a didn't make it to studio reason vent in the sky or a dark out or what is this thing called today? Eclipse.
It's the eclipse.
Yes.
And so I didn't realize this, but our school here is out today because we are
Max is
path.
Out as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's we're in the path of totality. And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. School's out. And Ashley's like, no, I've got to work. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, so can you stay home? And I'm like, well, I can ask. I mean, I can ask. But she's like, so apparently Holiday World's like opening up like their parking lots and they have food trucks. And so it's like an all hands on deck situation.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, let me find out from Drew if that's possible.
Well, yeah, it's possible. I'm just funny. It's like not exactly the Statue of Liberty through sleet and snow and whatever
right.
is it through. Or maybe is that the Postal Service.
The Postal Service.
Yeah.
But yeah,
not through an eclipse, damn it. Not through an eclipse.
Yeah, and apparently we've got lots of people in town. Like we have people coming in.
No, like when Max and I flew into Nashville yesterday, there were people that were renting a car that were, by the way, deciding on which rental car. Like they were buying a car. Like, didn't you book online? Like, they go, what about this one? It was like I was like, okay, you know, me and rental car places, I need to get on those where you don't have to wait, because somebody ordering off the menu, like they haven't. Yeah. Like, who cares? It's a rental car. You're gonna be in it for 3 hours. They were coming up to Indianapolis. Actually, coming to Louisville. They said. I mean, how far off is Louisville from it? And I don't want to spend more than about 10 more seconds on this.
No, it's not too far off, but I think if you want to go, like if you're in Louisville, like the best places are like Bloomington or Santa Claus or something like that, like the nearest
I'll
places.
Be fine. Yeah, close enough will work for me.
Yeah, but
let's leave it alone. Calipari. Yeah. We're not going anymore
Calipari.
On this damn eclipse.
There you go.
Calipari is apparently leaving for Arkansas. And I think, you know, it's not surprising, but it is. Everybody's like surprised. I mean, I guess we're just surprised because obviously it's news. He didn't look like a guy who wanted to coach there. Now, that Mitch Barnhart terroristic, death to America statement last week, you know, it was Kenny Payne level of enthusiasm for NIL when he was like, yeah, we're going to keep him. We're 100% behind Calipari. With a K.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, maybe even pay the Herald Leader to write, to misspell his name. Who knows? I mean, who knows?
Well, it was so weird when they lost to Oakland. You know, it had this feeling of like, maybe that's it. But then everybody was like, well, is Kentucky really going to pay $33 million? I didn't realize Calipari, if he left, owed UK nothing. And
that happens with coaches that have been there a long time. Scott Drew doesn't have some massive buyout because you can. That's why Jeff Broms was a million. I mean, you think Purdue didn't want it to be more? Of course they did. And they told him no. I mean, that's what happened on his last contract there. Sure. Buyout was a million. And the president said, we can't do it, but you have to up the buyout. And he said, well, I don't know, kick rocks. What'd they do? they kicked rocks and gave a million-dollar buyout. Coaches that have been there a long time, most likelihood anywhere – don't have a massive buyout the other way. So that lifetime commitment was a one-way lifetime commitment.
Right, which is often the case with John Calipari. As soon as, you know, when the tough gets going, John Calipari, you know,
it's been there 15
leaves.
Years.
Like, it's unbelievable.
It's been there forever. Gets tough, come on.
Yeah, but no. When he left UMass, he knew NCAA sanctions were coming. When he left Memphis, he knew NCAA sanctions were coming. And then at Kentucky, he hadn't been as successful as he was.
Well, the marriage was over. But I mean, the guys were there, you know, 15 years. That's forever in college basketball. And I think it's too long probably to be the Kentucky coach. That's why Rick Pitino, his era there was so amazing. I think it was like seven seasons, you know, something like that. And that's pretty much what that job, which you can do. I mean, look at Tubby's first 5 years there were great. His last five, not. You know, Calipari's first however many years there. I don't think it's a job you need to stay at 15 years. I just don't. I think you got to get out. And this makes sense for all parties involved. You know, I mean, he didn't want to coach there. They didn't want him. And, I mean, it was time for it to go. But now they get to go looking. Where are they going to go looking is what I want to know.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of funny that John Calipari is Arkansas's third choice, you know, after Jerome Tang and Chris Beard both said mm-hmm. no. But John Calipari is like, hey, you know, I'm looking for a fresh start. And yeah. You're right. It is better for all parties. It just is. And Arkansas is now the Cincinnati for Louisville. You know, like they got, you know, Scott Satterfield went up to Cincinnati.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And now John Calipari goes off to Arkansas. It's kind of similar.
There are some parallels there for certain. I will say this, though. Every good and riddance Kentucky fan, I want you to think about a motivated John Calipari with the Arkansas budgets and the Arkansas donors and the Arkansas ability with, I don't know, the Tyson family, the Walton family, to throw money that way. I mean, he and Kenny Pangan look great over there, don't you think, Chase? I mean, I think they'll look great on that sideline together.
Watch out for him.
I mean, I wouldn't rule that out.
No, I wouldn't rule that out either. Absolutely
highly
not.
Highly placed source near the show says it's likely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No. Yeah. I mean, you know, why wouldn't Kentucky just hire Kenny Payne? Why wouldn't they? You know, they love him so well, and he's so infatuated with that program.
You know what? I've seen all these lists. Well, I don't see Kenny Payne's name on there.
Weird. It's weird. Is Jerry Eves going to stump for Kenny Payne to get the Kentucky job? I mean, he's sending Porsches Porsches and Range Rovers all over to Lexington. Might as well keep doing that, Jerry.
That was Mark Blankenbaker. I'm Drew Diener. we are here this morning. But, man, just you know what this does, though? You know, this really illustrates the power of the ACC, right? This really illustrates the impacts when ACC coaches make moves, like longtime ACC member SMU. When they fired Rob Lanier after just 2 years, it led the Mustangs to poach Andy Emfeld from USC, and then Musselman departed Arkansas for USC, as I read from the ESPN article. That really, so longtime noted ACC member, SMU, is really, it shows you, it just means more in the ACC, Mark.
The ripple effect.
Yes.
You know, when a power team, power program like SMU.
We'll go over our 10 most favorite SMU moments in the history of the ACC. But this will be up there. I don't know how we're going to sift it down to 10, but we will have our top 10 SMU moments as a member of the ACC.
Yeah, and this has to be on the list. I mean, clearly not number one because of the storied history of SMU and the ACC.
There's so many great moments.
But it's got to be in the top 10.
Yes, you know, I would grant you that, yes.
But Arkansas is a place with a lot of want-to, and they do have a lot of NIL money. But what's also true is that Kentucky and John Calipari, his fundraising ability was dead.
Yeah, I mean, do you know who's helping him here with this job? Mr. Tyson.
Right.
Tyson Chicken.
The Walton
they sell a lot
family.
Of chickens.
Right.
And, no, but like, no, there's a connection there. There really is a connection with him and the Tyson guy.
No, I know. I mean, I've read about it last night. I didn't know that before last evening.
I
didn't know that now. So it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. But no, you know, in Kentucky, he had all that support for a long time. But then when he did the La Familia Collective, it started out with $35,000. Okay,
that's a nice little fundraising effort y'all have there.
And then nothing
says cram the van.
Right,
but the fans
at UK just weren't buying into what John Calipari was selling anymore, and I think, you know, Calipari was like, all right, I guess I'm done here.
So last night, again, I went to sleep. It was gummy night for me on Sunday. You know, take the gummy, go to sleep. Hopefully you don't wake up stupid. But
it happens.
I saw in my DMs on Twitter, now that I have those, that I was asked if I was going to do a Twitter space. And I think it was Ince. I knew me. Ince texted me that. And then
yeah, Ince asked me to get on Twitter spaces at like 11:30. And I was like in bed next to Ashley.
Yeah,
and I was like,
happening.
I'm not doing that.
Not happening.
Not at that
but,
hour.
But Gandolfo was on there. And we have this. Okay, so this is great sound. This sums up the Kentucky fans' frustration with Calipari last few years.
And then when you get to postseason play, you got to amp it up a notch. And if you're not ready to play in the SEC tournament, you're telling me right now that you're not ready to play in any tournament. And that's why you get bounced early in both. And that's why we have two postseason wins, one in the SEC tournament, one in the NCAA tournament, and the last five seasons. Two postseason wins, not in one season, in 5 years. And I'm not okay with that.
That's it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it right there.
Gandolfo, tell me about your problems, Gandolfo.
And Ince, what are you eating? What are you eating? And that's all I can hear is the snacks in the background. Snacks.
But now, I mean, you know, obviously he's going to leave, but who do they go for?
Like, you know what? Here's the best part. You already hear the same phrases as this search. Well, you got to make so-and-so say no. You got to make so-and-so. And they're going to realize there aren't many stars in the sport.
There are.
It's a starless profession.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, that you have some, you know, with a lot of buyouts, you know, like Nate Oates, $18 million. Scott
I thought
Drew,
it was 10. His is 10, I thought.
I'm just going off.
He signed an extension.
The new one. Oh,
yeah, the new
one.
One's 18.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
Scott Drew, we all know his buyout's not that low, but he's been at Baylor for 21 years. Will he leave? Billy Donovan. You know, you want to talk about Billy Donovan.
I've already covered two times that he has told Kentucky no. Why not? Let's go for a three. I was in Lexington for both of them.
Yeah, and then Rick Pitino was at Keeneland on Friday.
Yes, he was. Yeah, that scarf. He's back to the scarf.
Back to the scarf. Well, ever since he went to Europe, the scarf has been a thing.
But he had a scarf phase here for a while, too. You know?
You're right. He did have a scarf phase here, now that I'm thinking about it. But that was only in really cold weather. Like, really cold weather. Like
it wasn't that cold, right, on Saturday? That's what I was, you know, I was still down in Florida. I was like, I thought it wasn't that
bad. Yeah, but 60 degrees in Keeneland, you know how that is. I mean, that might as well be 45.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, no, but
still not quite scarf weather. It's a little extreme, coach. But I'm not.
Right.
I'm not questioning Rapetino's fashion ever. I'll just back off there.
Will he go to Kentucky Derby 150? Because fierceness is probably the Kentucky Derby favorite, and that's Mike Rapoli's.
Hell, he's probably gonna do riders up at this point.
You're telling me he's going to take the Kentucky job and go do Riders Up at Kentucky Derby 150? Is that what you're telling me?
I have no idea.
I hope he does not take the Kentucky job, but I also don't want Chris Beard to take the Kentucky job. I think everybody knows where I stand on him.
Really? No, we don't. Where do you stand on Chris Beard?
But, you know, if they do get Scott Drew, that'll be fine, I suppose.
I mean, during the Louisville search, I was told so many times, he's probably a better fit if the Kentucky job opens. You're better for because he and Barnhart, you know, connected over it might either FCA or Bible study. It was something religious in nature at one of the Final Fours last couple of years. So that's not hard to see. I don't know that he's got the big personality for that job. But again, there's just not a lot of stars out there, you know. They're gonna.
Right.
Looks like he's gonna find that out. Now, if they get Billy Donovan, okay. But they've already told them no twice. I don't know, man. This is gonna be fun to watch. I mean, what is it with like days of national championship games and Calipari leaving or being, you know, allegedly 2014? You got the whole thing with Rex Chapman turning into, you know, Adam Schefter and breaking news that Calipari's gonna go to the Lakers.
Right.
And then you got this on the day of the national championship game.
I don't know, and you know that definitely threw Kentucky fans for a loop that night, you know, because you know they were playing in the title game that day, weren't they? Were they not? Like,
that was when they played UConn in 14. Yeah,
okay,
I was
they
there.
Played UConn in 14. Yeah, okay, and like a lot of Kentucky fans were mad at Rex for like breaking the news, and he's like, look, I mean, this has happened. Like, what do you want me to do?
But
like,
then the Lakers shot it down. I mean, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
obviously.
Okay. Well, but it was like one of those things. It was like, okay.
It was just weird that I think, wasn't he doing color for the broadcast then? If he wasn't, I mean, I may be off a little bit on that timing, but it was all of a sudden, you know, never got noted for breaking news. And it's like, well, but he would know this one if he would know anything, having been in the NBA and everything else. So,
right. Yeah.
I
think he was on the broadcast in some form. I don't think he was. I think he was like a studio guy or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember 10 years ago. But no, I mean, I'm you know, very curious to see who Mitch Barnhart goes after. I think Scott Drew, I'd put him at the top of the list. For them. And then he's got to go through the whole process again. Does he want to leave Waco?
They're saying the same thing. Jay Wright, you know, can we go get Jay Wright? How about Danny Hurley? I don't think Danny Hurley would be a good fit. I mean, he would be fun because he's surly Hurley, but
like, no, I don't want them to get somebody that I really like. You know, like, I like Danny Hurley. I like Chris Beard. I like Bruce Pearl, Nate Oates, Billy Dye. I like those people. Don't hire somebody I like. I don't want you to have somebody that I like. I want you to have to deal with somebody that I'm okay with you having.
Stetcher says, Trilly says Donovan has already expressed interest. So wouldn't that be great if Trilly Donovan broke the story on Billy Donovan?
What if Trilly is Billy?
Yeah, maybe no. You're right. Maybe it's been him all along.
Maybe it's been
Chase. I don't know. What other angle you covered this from? What do you look? Chase is happy about this story as well.
It's weird. Yeah. I can't believe he turned down. I mean, he just forfeited a lot of money. They're going to fire him next year if he didn't.
Yeah,
win a bunch of games
in
the tournament.
I think it goes back to happiness. And I think that's what you run into trying to find a coach. A lot of times that, you know, people are like, Nate Oates is happy at Alabama. You know, Ultenberger's happy at Iowa State. Jerome Tang, clearly, I thought he was trying to get out of Kansas State like crazy, and then he turns down Arkansas.
Yeah.
Again, the power of longtime ACC member SMU. Let's just remember that.
Tang wants Baylor, and I think that he's willing to wait for Scott Drew to either.
Or maybe he's got some indication
that,
you know, that if
that
Cal goes there.
Yeah,
that's why you would turn it down, because Baylor might be open. That's the thing that makes the most sense, talking out loud here.
Right. No, and you know, and if that's where you want to be and you're happy at K-State enough, happy enough to stick around, and you know that, hey, there might be something happening.
Forget about happy enough. Just figure, you get your agent said, look, just sit tight here, turn it down so Cal can get it. And then that'll let you go to the job you really want anyway, because maybe Scott Drew is going to go to Lexington.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Definitely could happen. Certainly could happen. Yeah. I mean,
in motion by longtime ACC member SMU.
That's
all I want to know.
It's Tyson Chicken.
Yes.
Tyson Chicken. Yeah. And really, like, John Calipari, once the COVID year happened, they just have not been the same. You know, like, the COVID year, they were pretty good. You know, they were 25-6. I don't know where they were in KenPom, but I'm pretty sure it was pretty high, you know, 25-6. They were sitting on a good team. Then they came back 9-16, one of the worst years in Kentucky basketball history. And then, you know, first round St. Peter's, second round last year, and then Oakland this year. And you're like, man, what happened to John Calipari? After COVID, he has just not been.
Well, I don't think he was ever the greatest X's and O's guy. I mean, let's be honest. His ability was his biggest strength was his ability to out-recruit you. You know, I think maybe now that everybody can go get players with money, that the X's and O's matter more in player development than they ever have. I think part of that plays into it. And he didn't adapt. He did not adapt. He still kept, you know, he didn't go get the transfer portal guys that he probably should have.
Yeah, and Dan Wetzel's
talked National Player of the Year, you know, Oscar Tshiebwe, but didn't have enough of them.
Yeah, and Dan Wetzel's talked about how, you know, Nike and Adidas aren't running the sport anymore.
Right.
And that, you know, everybody else can also participate, and there's other ways to steer players to your school. And Kentucky, I mean, in the book, The Black Market by Merle Code, he talked about Billy Donovan's
great
frustration.
Novel for all time.
Hey, it's good. It's a really good read. Yeah. But Billy Donovan talks about how he was frustrated with Nike at Florida because he's like, you all send all the first year guys to Kentucky and Duke, and I'm sitting down here winning back-to-back national titles, and he was done with it. And that's one of his motivating factors, at least according to Merle Code, to go to the NBA. And so now that's no longer true. Nike and Adidas aren't running the sport. So
right.
Tyson, well,
anybody
Chicken
can pay him. I mean, State Farm, Caitlin Clark, you know, like State Farm wanted her to go to Ohio State because they're headquartered there or something. I mean, I don't know where they're headquartered, but let's just say something like that, you know, has value where there's actual NIL, not just giving money to players.
Totally. Yeah, but you also do have the non-actual NIL. You've got Tyson Chicken and the Walton family lining up to give money.
I mean,
motivated
Calipari with their money is a dangerous combo.
I mean, they'll be good.
Yeah.
I don't know that they'll win titles, but they'll be good. They might, you know, we'll have to find out. We'll have to see how it goes. You know, he needed a fresh start. He was there for a long time.
Can you imagine when he goes back to Rupp?
Oh, boy.
I mean.
That's my angle. I cannot wait for that.
When is that schedule announced? When? And if the SEC has any – you know when I say basketball needs a scheduling czar? This would be the ultimate fail if they don't figure out that is going to get – bananas TV ratings.
Yeah. They'll put it up against the wild card weekend of the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
The Saturday-Sunday playoffs. They'll just throw it right there on that Saturday. And go against, like, Niners-Packers or something like that. That's when they'll decide to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be crazy. It's, you know, it's almost like the scene that you had in Providence-Georgetown with Ed Cooley. You know, those Providence kids – like, I don't know if you saw that. That was a scene at Providence. And it was a scene when Chris Beard went back to Texas Tech there. Like, they had extra security. Like, it'll be pretty volatile, I think, at Rupp Arena. When coaches are there for a long time or mean that much to a program and then up and leave under circumstances where – but I actually think Kentucky fans are probably okay with
it. Oh, okay with it. I think they're rejoicing. I think they're all the who's in Whoville this morning. Yeah, so that's why I don't know if you should be happy about this.
Yeah, maybe they just line up, get their ice cream, and it's all hunky-dory.
No, I think, believe me, I think they were looking at, gosh, what's it going to cost to buy him out? Are we really, you know, like you know, whatever, Jared, so they're going to be a big boy program or whatever? And it's like, or you could play the long game here, and if you're Calipari, I mean, he did a little bit of what Josh Hurd did with Satterfield, which is, yes, I am glad to have him as our coach. Like we need that that voice thing we had. You know, we read the statement off of the voice bot. You know, that was like so like lack of. It was like again, it was like Kenny Payne talking about NIL.
Yes,
death to America. I love NIL. Cal is great as our coach. I mean, all of those things are like hostage footage.
Yeah, he's like blinking in Morse code.
Yeah.
Please get me out or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was over. And I think Matt Norlander was talking about how that's probably John Calipari's last game after they lost to Oakland. And
I mean, it felt like it.
It did feel like it. But how are you? I just didn't know how they were going to separate.
Yeah,
I didn't know how they were going to get out of that contract with one another. But at the time,
Arkansas will be in Rupp next year. I guess they have the schedule that far in advance or whatever. So several years in advance. Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, wouldn't it be awesome if Arkansas like won the SEC tournament? Like for the
look, I remember. Look, man, Arkansas and Kentucky played one year on. It was a lead into the Super Bowl. I mean, that's how much Arkansas was going. They had just won the title in 94, so I'm going to say this was about 96, 97 era. I mean, it was literally the lead into the Super Bowl. I mean, that would not be a crazy idea, depending on who has the Super, you know. I mean, I think Kentucky, I mean, Counselor Byrne is thrilled over the moon. He's texting. We need to have a Chris from Richmond bat signal
definitely.
Go up.
I need to hear from Chris in Richmond for sure.
Yep.
He's probably happy. I mean, he's
They're
been railing
happy.
On John Calipari for several years now.
Yeah, we'll have to pull his call up from earlier after they got beat by Oakland. I mean, it's they are. I think they're rejoicing over there,
right? And I mean, you know, he kicked the crap out of us.
Yeah,
you know, like he did. Like he, you know, as soon as he showed up, it was just like, all right, here we go. I guess we'll get a couple here. You know, but we also contributed that in a great deal with all of our – I mean, we've been in – since 2017, we've been flipped upside down. And we've tried to rebound. We've done okay. Chris Mack took Calipari to the wire a couple times, beat him once. One went to overtime. But after that, it really hasn't been
– What a wild month, man. What a wild freaking month. You got Pat Kelsey coming in, kicking the doors down. You got now Calipari leaving. We get to watch their coaching search. And – man, and then we got a total solar eclipse today.
An eclipse of the heart, right?
Yes. Oh, there's no question that Bonnie Tyler is going to be played today, I'm sure, at some point. But this is a total eclipse of Calipari here. He's gone.
It is. And it closes the door on a really kind of a great era between Louisville and Kentucky. When Louisville had Rick Pitino and Kentucky had John Calipari.
Nothing better, man.
That was the best era. That's been the best era. I mean, they met in the Final Four, and there was fights at a dialysis clinic.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different stories that happened during that time with John Calipari and Rick Pitino and the fighting, and you know, when Schwabsire's face fouled DeMarcus Cousins' elbow, and all the stuff that happened. It's crazy. And they made a claymation of Chris Jones flopping.
Yeah,
you know, like.
And, you know, the funny thing is, everybody's like, well, you know, Cal Perry's going to have the top freshman starting at Arkansas and teams that don't play defense. And they're like, oh, UK fans are terrified. GTFO. Okay. A motivated Cal. Nothing. Mark, you have to get Arkansas gear today.
I cannot root for John Calipari, ever.
But
I dislike him so much.
Yes, but you dislike Kentucky more, do you not?
No.
Mm-mm. Really?
No.
Whoa!
No.
Chase is visibly shaken.
You and I are not the same. I'm Woo Pig all the way. Let's go Arkansas.
Wait a minute.
No.
What? That doesn't make any
sense. John Calipari was at Memphis, and that's obviously a rival of Louisville. I've hated that man since way before he was at UK.
So you're going to root for Kentucky when they play Arkansas this year?
No, God, no.
Well, so you are an Arkansas fan.
I'll just root for Meteor. You know,
yeah. Like that's not going to happen. So your second choice is put on your Woo Pig Suey cheer ready.
I went either way, you know, because John Calipari loses or
that's
Kentucky
a stunning
loses.
Development.
No,
I'm
seriously,
floored.
It's always been about way more than about John Calipari. Now I don't like Kentucky either. Okay,
really?
But if you ask me, which do I hate more, John Calipari or University of Kentucky, it would be Calipari for sure.
But I want you to about this. I want you to think about John Calipari's ability to make Kentucky fans unhappy he wins. I want you to think about that and then reevaluate.
Yeah.
I think you'll come around. I think by the time we get to midwinter and Calipari's featured on Arkansas is featured on ESPN – every freaking game. I mean, are you kidding me how much they're going to feature him? This is the only thing people in basketball know about college basketball, that John Calipari has had less titles than he should have had with all that talent. That's all people that aren't college basketball fans know. That's why he's on SportsCenter right now talking college basketball. I mean, this news supersedes probably the title game in most people's mind. Because I bet most people, you know, if you gave him facial recognition, they'd know John Calipari before they'd know anybody other than Edie on these rosters.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I mean, even more.
So he is going to be plastered all over ESPN
everywhere
with that, you know, SEC deal. Hey, you know, an SEC deal, it means more. Yep, that's right.
I can't wait for that Suey.
Oh,
the first John
I want
to
hear Calipari.
Suey.
I hadn't thought of it, but watching Petrino do it was one thing.
Yeah.
But watching Calipari, that's crazy that Calipari and Petrino will have both had a Woo Pig Suey press conference.
Well, and Petrino's there now. He's their offensive coordinator.
Everybody's trying to leave. Stoops is trying to leave. Cal's trying to leave. What the hell? Now
Stoops tries to leave.
Yeah.
He tells everybody goodbye.
Yeah.
Everybody in Lexington, hey, it's been great knowing you. Yeah, yeah. Come see me at College Station. And then, nope. Oh, I actually don't have the job. Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sure. Go get the best, Mitch. All your coaches are trying to leave. All your coaches want to leave you. But sure, go out there and attract the best coaches in America. Good luck.
Big Easy text in the personal bad line. He says, I love Mark, but to be a diehard U of L fan and say the Pitino-Cal era of the rivalry was the best when Cal won all but two of those matches.
No, I'm talking about the craziness in the rivalry.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the results.
Yeah, no.
Obviously,
the level of hatred was ramped up to an unbelievable level.
Yes, yes. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, it took the rivalry to its fever pitch. And it has puttered out. And a lot of it's our fault, you know, because we haven't been very good. But, no, I mean, I think when we were really good and we were rolling under Rick Pitino and we're the number one overall seed in 2009, and then that's when they hired John Calipari, was literally like the same weekend as us flaming out against Michigan State up there in Indianapolis. That, you know, that I remember where I was, you know, when they hired John Calipari.
Oh, yeah.
And
we went out. Absolutely. Same thing. And then he got those players like it was just like, oh, you know, you got this, you know, and then he gets John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins. And then all the stuff breaks with Pitino. And it's like, man, well, this wasn't as fun as I was hoping it would be.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's dominating. This is no other coach in college basketball. Well, I mean, like if Self went somewhere, that would be a stunner, you know. But, you know, he moves the deal. So he's going to get all this attention. You know,
yeah,
and he's going to figure out. It'll make Kentucky fans unhappy, Mark, which is, I think, your ultimate goal.
Yeah, no, it's great, it's great, and I hope it's a terrible fit at Arkansas, and I hope John Calipari flames out there, and I hope Kentucky hires like their fifth or sixth guy.
You're missing out. You're missing out. No, you want Arkansas in the freaking Final Four next year, Mark.
I can't stand John Calipari. I hate him. I hate him. I did.
You know, and this Easter season, we just got past you know, a little bit of grace. You know.
Yeah, and Daniel Horner on Twitter just texted me. He said, I stand behind you. I hate Cal more than UK. I couldn't stand him at UMass, let alone Memphis. I don't know. I don't know how many Louisville fans are like that, but that's how I am.
You're just not realizing what a great tool in the toolbox he is, that you've been given a nuke, and you've got your arch enemy sitting over there, and you're not putting in the launch codes. I mean, this
right.
is you want
you're
them
right.
to be the dominant story in basketball, maybe have a little first-year struggles with the new coach there at UK. And meanwhile, Cal's in the Final Four. And you don't think that guy with that microphone and megaphone can just make the just people just hate his guts and make you happy?
I mean,
you know, forget Louisville Family Ideology. To be happy, to be Arkansas in the Final Four along with Louisville Family Ideology. You know?
I know what you're saying, because it would infuriate Kentucky fans.
Yes,
it would
let the hate flow. Let it swell.
I can't and root for John Calipari ever.
Yeah, I think you're going to come around on that.
I don't know if I will.
Came around on Pitino. You probably didn't like him much when he was, you know, the Kentucky
coach. No, when Rick Pitino was the coach of Kentucky, I was like, get that guy off the floor. He's way out on the floor. Why do they get to play with six and we only get to play with five?
He's after
Gardner guy.
I can imagine. And then worked out pretty well here.
What if Rick did go back to Lexington?
That would be fantastic. I don't think that's happened.
It would not be good. It would not be good for his legacy here. That would not be good.
Do you think he cares about his legacy here, the place that fired him? I don't think he gives a damn about his legacy
here. I don't think he knows how liked he is here.
He'll still be liked by the people that like him. But you got to think about it from his standpoint. You think he gives a damn about his legacy at a place that, you know, fired him?
He can't be leaving St. John's, right? Like, he loves St. John's.
I don't know.
He's in New York. He didn't have to move houses. He's up there on that U.S. Open course and all that stuff. Don't let him do it, Vinny.
Yeah.
Talk him out of it.
All right. We'll continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text away the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. So we'll talk. We'll continue on this one. I know how to play the hits. We'll take some calls. You want to get in, 267-9680, our number to do just that. I know plenty of people probably have some roof damage after last week. You know, don't be falling for any of these, you know, storm chasers that come to town, get a 502 area code and say, oh, yeah, long time around here. No, you need somebody who is not a storm chaser, somebody who's been around for 40 years, and they're going to do your roof the right way anyway, unlike these people. Look, if your insurance pays for it, they're not paying for it twice. So you got to make sure it's done right the first time, and Carlin will do that. Online, carlinroofs.com. That's CARLON roofs.com. And so I'm just talking about him here on the Diener Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Girls know who I am. I'm a natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas loving man.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
I'm just going to let it hit the chorus. Is it going to get there?
I've thought about catching that next greyhound.
It's... There aren't many songs about Arkansas. There you go. Yeah. I knew Chase would have something. There are not many songs of Arkansas, but I knew that would be it.
Natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas loving man.
Now, there you go. That's good work.
Go get it, Chase.
Right, that's good work, Chase. So, yeah, that's apparently happening. Yeah, the only thing wilder than that was Morgan Wallen's night in Eric Church's bar. It resulted in being arrested. I mean, this is a wild.
What happened with that?
Oh, my God. I'm still trying to figure out what happened. Let's see. Staff members. Okay, so I'll just do this real quick. I mean, according to the arrest report of a 30-year-old, and again, arrest report doesn't always mean it happens. It happened. Some Metro Nashville police officers were standing in front of Chief's Bar. That's Eric Church's bar on Broadway Sunday night when a chair fell from above them, hitting the ground just feet from where they were standing. So staff members of Chief's told those officers that Wallen was responsible for throwing the chair from the sixth story of the business, according to the arrest report. Officers were able to view video, which showed Wallen lunging and throwing an object over the roof. Witnesses told officers Wallen laughed afterwards. He was arrested three counts of yeah. So there's probably footage of this. And his attorney says, yeah, at 10:53 Sunday morning, Morgan Wallen was arrested in downtown Nashville for reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct. He is cooperating with the authorities, meaning we ain't fighting this one.
Yeah. This happened, and
either his attorney would say nothing or come out and deny it. And nope, Warwick Robinson. That's Warwick Robinson said that. So anyway, between that and Calipari. No, Calipari is the huge national story. It's just crazy. Nothing moves the needle in college basketball, and this does.
No, it's wild. It's a seismic shift. And, you know, there's no stars in the sport. He's one of them.
Yeah.
Like, he just is. Like, Bill Self, John Calipari, and Danny Hurley.
Well, I mean,
now?
But if Billy Donovan were to come back to college, he absolutely would fall in that category for me. But, yeah, there's just not many.
Yeah.
Even when we were talking about Scott Drew here, I was like, okay, I guess. He's resumes. But, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, the guy's just going to just pump life into your program instantly. Like, oh, we got Scott Drew. Because even though he's got the resume and we should be like that, we just weren't.
No, I mean, we knew that we were going to be good, like solid. You know, I wasn't sure that, when we were going through that process and we focused in on Scott Drew, that we would ever win a championship again. But, you know, I knew that he would at least restore the program. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for restoration.
Kentucky, revival. Say it right. We're looking for a revival. Revival. Just like, Kelsey says.
And Pat Kelsey has that energy that he might be able to do it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he might be a... It might be a revival to restoration. It might not be a title, but it might. But it's going to be fun. Like Scott, like what Kentucky wants is they want to get.
Hopefully, it's getting to a title. Yes, hopefully, it's getting to a title. We're not. You're hiring if you don't think it can get you to a title.
Right. And you know, so they've had great years. They've been good. They've had players.
Give them that head pat, Mark. Give them that head pat.
They just haven't been to the second weekend in a while, and they haven't. And they haven't been to the Final Four in a long time, and that's
they got
that's
one win
why.
Since 19. That's why Nuffel's going crazy. Let's get a call in here. Ralph's going to be up next. Ralph, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, welcome, Diener. Welcome myself. I some user error this morning. I kept calling 93.9 numbers.
Oh, it was a yeah, nobody over there yet.
Not as easy as the spaces. But I'm going to speak directly to Blank real quick. As a Louisville fan, Louisville happiness comes first, Kentucky misery comes second, and nothing will make them more miserable than watching Cal be successful at Arkansas. I got a second favorite color of red now, and it's whatever maroon Arkansas uses. I want to see them, you know, running up the score and doing stuff that Cal did when he was first coming to Kentucky. It would make them so unbelievably mad. And,
he'll come around, Ralph. He'll come around.
That's what I'm here for. And then, one more thing, and then I got to get into the office. But Kentucky fans that are super happy about this, I think they need to. I'm really happy because Cal was going to retire there from coaching, and then he was going to be the special assistant to the AD, and he was going to have an office next to the head coach, and he was going to do all the recruiting. In my opinion, that was going to be the worst thing possible for Louisville fans.
I think
Cal doing the recruiting, somebody else doing all the on-court coaching, and now that his legacy at UK is tarnished, and they're going to hate him for life. This is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I mean, you're probably right.
You'll come
and
around.
I'll probably come around on this, but yes, I do have a disdain for John Calipari. But I also think that John Calipari is just gone. I don't think that guy exists. Maybe he gets rejuvenated at Arkansas. Maybe he gets the practice facility that he's been railing on Mitch Barnhart, and that's why he's not been able to win a championship.
Right, because Oakland's facilities are clearly better in St. Peter's.
But this is John Calipari we're talking about. You know, I don't know. You're probably correct. I'll probably end up liking it because Kentucky fans, if it works at Arkansas, would be miserable. But if he's the guy that they believe he is now, then they won't be miserable at all. They just got rid of.
I kind
of
want to hear from Strebel on this. I don't want to wait till 3. I think we should see what Strebel's up to. You know?
Yeah. I mean, are they off school today too?
Yeah.
For the eclipse, let's get Strebel in here. I'll text him right now.
Yeah, you do that. You get that. Go through his agent like normal. You know, do what you got to do.
Oh, by the way, you know, I did text Evan Daniels last week to see if we get him on, and his agency would not let him do any media. So I did effort that.
So you failed.
Well, I mean, it's a CAA corporate policy for their agents.
Mm. Okay. Let's check. Talked awful big about it.
I don't know. I didn't say that. I said I would try, and I did, and I texted with Evan quite a bit last week, but as a result of that, but I didn't obviously couldn't get him on the air.
No, Evan.
I wonder what Evan thinks about this.
Gee, it'd be nice to know. We knew him. Let's go. There's just a little brother syndrome is going to be in a full effect today with U of L. Dexter says, you root for people in the world that Patino comes back to Kentucky. Camelot, how do you deal with that? That'd be interesting. It'd be fun.
What about Sean Miller at UK?
I don't think Barnhart's going that direction.
You don't think he'll hire Will Wade?
No, I don't think so. Dexter says, picture of Mick Cronin in blue. Mick is the pick. Dexter says, Kentucky fans, careful what you ask for. Go Cards. Dexter says, we're not miserable Louisville fans getting their cracks in now. They'll be crying again in no time.
Yeah, well, we might be. But no, it's not about, like, for me, it's not about Kentucky. It's John Calipari running away from a tough moment again. I mean, that's what he's famous for. He's just famous for it. And it only took 15 years for him to – it took 15 years for him to get here, but he didn't stick it out.
I'm going to let you die on that take. I mean, they're 15 years, dude. Like, that's one of the longest 10 years in college basketball.
10 lost Cal. I guess that's where he is now, 10 lost Cal. Second, first weekend Cal. But, no, this is happening. I mean, you know, this is and then where does Mitch Barnhart go? I'm really curious.
That's the only story for me at this point. Where did they go? And does he? I mean, Is anybody like 40 or anybody like that put out a list? Or I don't know which writer is closest to Kentucky.
Jeff Goodman put out a list, but I couldn't tell. I mean, that's probably the writer that's furthest from Kentucky is Jeff Goodman, and he put out there. Let me see what it was. It was Nate Oates. It was. Bruce Pearl, Billy Donovan, and Scott Drew.
Yeah. Well, Bruce Pearl would work there.
Oh, God, yeah.
He would work there. Big
I would hate that, though. Yeah. I like Bruce Pearl.
Then you'd have a real tough one on your hands.
I want Bruce. I wanted Bruce. Multiple times I wanted Bruce. God, don't let that happen.
Texas says, this means Wagner's free now. Yeah, could Jay Will ultimately be right?
Oh, could Jay Will ultimately be right? Could he actually come to Louisville now? I don't know. I mean, I don't think Calipari would take him to Arkansas. I mean, he could. I mean, he could go to Arkansas. I mean, given the relationship that
What comes of their players? It's a roster that now that they've aged a little bit, if any of them are sticking around, again, I don't know who is or who isn't, it makes you wonder what comes of their roster. How many are headed out? How many are, you know, and so much of it just depends on who is – you know, the
who's not going pro.
Yeah, who's the coach? Yeah.
You know, I think Aaron Bradshaw is probably going pro. Strebel can say a lot more than me on this. But Big Z, you know, that's probably a guy that needs to come back to college. That'd be interesting. You know, obviously, Dillingham's going pro.
Yeah.
Justin Edwards is going to go pro. Reeves is too old. Reed Shepard is a Kentucky legacy guy. You know, I can't see him leaving.
Right. Either he's going pro or he's, you know, sticking there.
Right. Thiero.
Yeah,
but Wagner would be interesting if he did decide to hit the portal, and it was an Arkansas.
Hit the portal thing. Sounds like something you do at a concert. What are you getting ready to do? I'm getting ready to hit the portal.
Gonna hit the portal.
You know, I mean, that's what it sounds what like does? You do at the country music fest. I gotta hit the portal.
But if you're DJ Wagner, you should hit the portal.
Yes,
I mean,
everybody
to go to Arkansas
should
or Louisville
just
or wherever.
Just to open up the bidding. Yes, to open up the bidding. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's got a nice NIL package at Kentucky, but you don't know who your coach is going to be right now.
Well, but you'll find out. I mean, all these guys should wait, see who the coach is, and make a decision. Just like the Louisville guys are a little different that I think, you know, I'm not sure Kelsey wants any of them around. I mean, maybe he does, but we haven't any. And we'll have to play some because he was on Friday with Ennis. I think he talked about it a little bit, the roster. We'll get that next hour. And staff as well. So
of course, at this point, 48-hour sound is – You know, it's a changing landscape, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's old sound.
Well, but it's
this point.
Yeah,
I know.
All right, well, you produce it then. You get the sound you want.
No, I'm just joking. It's just a joke.
It's a line of totality sound. Yeah.
Yeah, it is just happening so fast. Everything's changing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's still relevant. If it wasn't relevant, I wouldn't play. But probably sticking on this is the best thing we can do. Tech says, what did I miss? Where did Musselman go? Oh, you missed a lot. Musselman left last week.
Yeah, you went to USC.
Yeah.
Enfield with the SMU.
And again, the only thing that makes any sense to me is why Jerome Tang, who was dying to get out of Kansas State, the only thing that makes sense for me for him to turn down the Arkansas job is if he's gotten some indication that if he turns it down, Cal will take Arkansas, Drew goes to Kentucky, and then he can go back to Baylor. That's the only thing to me that makes any sense for a guy that was, you know, trying to get out of there, allegedly, turning down a very good option to get out of. Right? I mean, Arkansas, if you're at Kansas State, is that's an upgrade.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely.
So that just didn't make sense to me.
It didn't make sense.
Listen.
You know, I don't know what the terms were, because NIL is going to be better at Arkansas than it is at K-State. It's just gonna be better, and you know, and the salary maybe not that much different, but you're gonna be at a place where you can win. But if you want another job, ultimately, then you wouldn't.
Please let Calipari be on set tonight for the NCAA championship game.
That would be
have him on set hosting. Please have him on set hosting.
And is the dead period end after the ball game tonight?
So that we can because dead period, Schmid period.
This period of time here with Pat Kelsey not getting recruits, it's got me wanting more because I know it's dead period. I know it can't get anything, but like, you got me addicted, and then you took it away.
You were out of town that the week we were all infusing it into our veins, and so you're just now, you know, just now getting it back a little bit.
That's right. So are you going to be mad if it's, like, bright and sunny and then this moon just goes right in front of the sun and messes up your sun?
It's, like, for 4 minutes.
It lasts longer than that. The totality lasts 4 minutes. Check your – like, here in Santa Claus, it's actually funny because on weather.com, if you go to the hour by hour, the temperature actually goes down during the hour by hour. And you can tell that's when the eclipse is going to happen. And so and it goes back to 76 after it's over.
Sure. I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
It's going to be great.
Amazing.
You have your eclipse glasses?
No.
So you can look at the sun?
No.
Lachlan said he was going to look directly at the sun.
I believe
without
that.
Without glasses.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. You're right. 2 o'clock here, 73 goes down to 72, and then back up to 76.
Yeah. It's kind of neat.
Right. It's kind of neat. That's what it is. It's kind of neat. It's not as freaking cool as everybody. Like, oh, I got to drive up and rent a room.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I mean, if it wasn't happening here.
Yeah. I mean, you literally have to go outside nowhere.
I could just go
right,
outside.
For you, it is pretty cool. You have to do nothing. But would you travel an hour for this? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't go to Indianapolis for it. Now, like if I was in Louisville and it was happening in Elizabethtown, maybe. You know, but not Nashville, not Indy. You know,
we'll see.
I might drive half an hour, 45 minutes. Something
I don't know.
Like that,
Furniture John, how far would you drive to see the path of totality or whatever this is? Furniture John.
Well, obviously, not why I called, but we did Hopkinsville 7 years ago. We rented the 15x15 space in the park.
I knew you'd one up us. I knew
it. Had a great day, and everybody was saying, all of our friends, hey, you want to go do it? I said, never again. We had a 10.5-hour drive back from Hopkinsville.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. No, but it was very cool. I mean, it did go, you know, partially dark. The birds came out. The temperature dropped. And with a day like right now outside, it was cloudless. It was a great experience, but been there, done that. Wow. You keep talking about moving the needle. Can anybody except John Calipari overshadow tonight's game?
No.
I mean, really?
Really? No. Probably it.
You think they're not going to have him on as a segment or whatever?
I mean, or maybe a live look at the press conference. Do a little woo pig suey.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I have two conundrums. I had one, and that was whenever Kentucky played Notre Dame in any sport. You know, I was rooting for the Taliban. You know, now I got two of them. Because, Mark, I can't root for Arkansas with John Calipari on the bench. Can't do it.
No, I can't.
So you're going to root for Kentucky when they play?
No, I'm rooting
somebody's
got to
win.
A tie. Yeah, a tie.
Well, that's not going to happen. So you're rooting for Arkansas when they play Kentucky. Or you're rooting for Kentucky.
Deep down, I'd rather UK fans be miserable, so yes.
Yeah, show both.
If you make me choose, Sue Pig. Okay.
That's right. We have to play some of those this morning. Yeah, what are we doing here? We gotta get some of the Woo Pig Suey, you know, chants.
I don't know, man. I'll do it.
I'll help you.
Yeah, I could probably get there on the hatred of Kentucky. I mean, because I'm gonna hate Kentucky. There's just no doubt. But I just have never liked John Calipari. I mean, I'm with Chaney, you know, on that. Like, I'll kill you. You know, when they were at Temple and UMass, I can't. That's how I've always felt about John Calipari. And so when Kentucky hired him,
so you're saying basically go Cats when they play Arkansas? Is what you're telling me?
No, I don't think.
I just want to know.
I don't think I can do that either. It puts me in a bad position. But when he was at Memphis, it was so easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it was perfect. When he's at Kentucky, it's so easy. But now that Kentucky has to play Arkansas, that's one game I might just have to just go on a walk. One side's going to be happy.
Dude, you're going to be the biggest Arkansas fan by about week two. Chase, we can handicap this.
Me, you, Rummage, we'll sit around and be awesome.
Oh, what's Rummage going to be this morning? Yeah. He's probably actually mad. He's probably mad. You know, he's probably like he wanted to keep Kyle there. I mean, it's a shame he was that scared of Kelsey. You know, it's really.
Yeah, why is he Streamer, so scared
why is your
of
guy
Pat
so
Kelsey?
Scared of Kelsey? Come on.
Don't be afraid of the future, John. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Let me see if I can. I got Petrino's Woo Pig Suey press conference, I think. Let's see.
Pig Suey!
What is it?
That's going to be you, Blanket Baker. That's going to be you.
I couldn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't hear the sound. Just trust me. I'll send you. It's Pig Suey. Ooh, it's be you by midseason. Ooh, Suey.
Yeah,
that's
man,
it.
I don't know if I
there
can do
go.
That. I just don't think I'm going to get there. But
come on, Rummage, and I'll help you. Pig,
but I'm glad Suey. To get him out of there.
And then,
you know what? Like, I'd like to see Kentucky struggle to hire a coach. Will they struggle to hire one? I don't know.
Who do you have to thank for that? John Vincent Calipari. Right there. Your guy. Your guy in Arkansas. You know, you got the Waltons, the Tysons, and you got the Calipari's. That's what they do.
And we were just texted by somebody that said that they were reminded of Jerry Jones being involved there. So he's going to be loaded up with NIL.
They have so much money, and they care about basketball. When they are going, that place is nuts. They are the only ones at the SEC tournament, you know, back in the day that would rival the amount of fans Kentucky brought. When they care about basketball there. I mean, when they won a title in the 90s, and they were probably should have won two with those guys. I mean, they're packing it out, you know. I mean, man, they care. God, this is great. You know, like our smartest man in radio, I think he's still listening, Scott Mastella, always says sports is the male soap opera. That's what this is.
Days of our lives
right in front of you.
It really does feel like it's a soap opera, that it's been one for Kentucky and Louisville for a long time and, like, for different reasons. But, man, like, this just puts the cherry on top. And now,
is that a musty term, by the way? I said that the other day to Max, and he goes, what's a soap opera? And I was like, well, it's like a show on Netflix, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Max not know what a soap opera is? Because, I mean, every summer, that's what I did, you know, in the summer. It'd be like, oh, what's on TV? And they turn us like,
Mark,
okay.
Mark, times have changed. That generation doesn't watch television. They watch their phone.
That's so weird.
Seriously. Like,
I know.
When he said that, I started to explain. I'm like, my first reaction was, you don't know what a, and I was like, of course you don't know what a soap opera is. There's, like, only old people watch them, and even though I'm old, I don't watch soap operas.
That's so funny.
I mean, really, that's a term, like, try explaining that to a teenager.
Yeah,
to your girls, you know, go, hey, you know.
I'll ask them.
Say they know
I'll
what a soap
them
opera
this morning.
Is.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, do you all know what a soap opera is? Does Young and the Restless or Guiding Light or Days of Our Lives?
Well, don't give them any hints. Just see if they know what it is. Just ask it, like, land the question. Do you know what a soap opera is?
Huh.
Don't answer it for them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like interviewing someone. There you go, kids. There's don't answer your question for someone else. So,
okay.
All right. I'll be curious because I was like, how do you know? I had your reaction. And I was like, well, he doesn't even watch TV unless it's MMA.
Well, we're in the hotel and they're trying to order room service. They can't figure out how to use the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but we'll have Max on this week as our guest analyst for UFC 300.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. I mean, here's how much he knew. I mean, we're waiting for a break, but I mean, he has found his passion now. Is any MMA and UFC. So he's working the event here with LFA, and they're coming back, by the way. They had a great crowd, great experience. And he's working with Ron Kruk, who used to work with Kenny Rice. He calls the play-by-play of this. And, he called me on Sunday. Ron did, and he was put Max on speaker. He was like, Max, you knew who the interpreter was for some fighter. Yeah, because he'd seen him. He said he was so-and-so's interpreter. Like, he knew that he's going up to these guys that no one pays them any attention, right? I mean, and he knew everything about him. So all these fighters were like, cool, man. Like, got to know, we have found it. I think colleges are probably not in his future. I'd say it'd be running a UFC event for it. And got paid. Got a good unit rate. Yes.
Wow. Well, good for him. I mean, when you find something that you're passionate about, that's absolutely what you need to.
It's taken 16 years. We got it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he got into wrestling and swimming and different things like that.
Yeah, but career-wise, but he really wasn't into swimming. He wasn't into the stuff like he's into this. And this is where all that flipping on his phone might have been time well spent. That's the thought that keeps me up at night. Flipping up the phone to learn about all these guys. And if only his dad knew anyone in sports that could help him out with this. Jeez. I can finally utilize.
Kenny Rice. And then you linked him up with this thing.
Yeah, now, it's exactly
now
right.
To the dots. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we get UFC 300. It's this weekend, though. Yeah, because we got to have party for it and everything. So
you all getting the pay-per-view all the stuff.
There's probably not a time where we're not going to get the pay. That's going to be his next mission. Get this stuff for free somehow. All right. When you work one of these events, get us a legitimate way to watch it. Not the Phil Baker, Marcus Maben. Click on it. Click off twice. Double tap. Turn around. Smack it. Flip it up. Rub it down. Whatever you got to do. You know, I don't want to have to do that to get the visual.
Wow. Yeah. So Gandolfo just texted us and said that the Twitter space last night went to 2:30 in the morning.
I believe it. Why wouldn't you? I mean, I got up, and that's what I wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
Because I knew none of the national shows were talking about it.
Said not a single person is upset about Cal leaving. This is our Satterfield. Thank you, Arkansas.
I think he's right about that. I think he's insane for suggesting Dawn Staley, but I think he's dead right on that. So sorry, Gandolfo. That was a midnight idea that you need to just couch that.
Dawn Staley?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I mean,
maybe victim of the moment. I don't know.
I mean, I think Dawn needs.
All right, we got to get to break. We're way late for break. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Louisville Furniture, get over there. If you are someone who needs furniture and you'd like to have it in your home, I don't know, in the next few days, we'll get over to Louisville Furniture. You're going to see Dan, Lori, and the dogs. Now, everybody's out of town last week.
Yep.
So I'm guessing people were talking about it. Maybe we're thinking about something you got to do with, we need to get this sofa. We need to get different chest of drawers. We need this. Whatever it is, they're going to be able to take care of it over there at Louisville Furniture. Online, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. It's where Max's entire bedroom came from, and that's where my chest of drawers is from. And so, yeah, that's where we make it simple for you. You know, the city you live in, what do you need? Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. And so I'm here to talk about him right here. All right, hour number two ahead. Who knows? Bat signal, Chris from Richmond. Where are you? Get over
here.
Where
is he?
We need you. We need you this morning.